Welcome to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast, helping web design and SEO entrepreneurs start and grow their online business. Here's your host, web designer, SEO, and founder of PortableEntrepreneur.com, Christine Mizell.
Welcome to another episode of the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. I hope you are off to a fantastic week so far, and I really hope that you have already come up with what is your one main focus this week for moving your business forward. What is the one thing, even if it's small, that you're going to be doing to help move your business towards where you would like it to be? Okay, so when we really can focus in on one thing, big things can happen for us. We often don't see the results because we're so busy and we're going in all these different directions. So if you haven't already, that's okay. I would challenge you to do that now. Think about what is the one main thing that you could focus on and get done this week that is going to put your business one step closer to where you want it to be. Now, today I want to talk about domain names because over in our Web Design SEO Business Mastermind group on Facebook, there's been a couple of questions that I've noticed the past couple of weeks about purchasing a domain name. So I know many of you are in the very beginning stages of setting up your agency, and that means you are working on putting together a website. So naturally, you need a domain name for that. So the questions have been around what should be included in the domain name. And some people have been asking, should we include the niche or the industry or even the service within that domain name? And I would highly recommend that your domain name be the same as your business name. Now, back in episode 36, we talked about what should your business name be. And so if you're still at that stage, I would recommend that you go back and listen to that episode before you make a final decision on your domain name. But definitely select a domain name that is the same as your business name. And don't be concerned about whether or not that name includes the industry or the niche, the service, any of that, okay? There's a way for you to naturally fold that into your name and that works, that's great. And if not, it's okay too. It does not have to be included there. So I find that a lot of people that are asking this question want to know because they either are going to be working on SEO or think it they may down the road, and they want to make sure that the domain is going to help them rank. And if that is you, if that's what you're thinking, I would forget that completely, because simply put, those domain names do not hold the weight when it comes to SEO like they did years ago. Before, that would really be a helpful way to rank for a particular keyword. But as you can imagine, many people took advantage of that opportunity. So now that just simply doesn't hold the weight. So if you want to naturally fold in a service, even a location, a niche, an industry into the domain name because it is in your business name, then I would go with that. Otherwise, don't be overly concerned with that. There is so much that you can do on your website if you want to rank. Even if SEO is not going to be a form of lead generation for you, then what you display on your website, the copy on your website, is really going to speak to the target clients that you have, and that is what is going to make that connection, not the domain name. So put more of your focus there. I want to be able to continue answering some of the great questions that you guys are sending in. If you have not sent in a question yet, what is your most pressing question? What is the one thing that you really want to have answered? You can go ahead and email me at podcast@portableentrepreneur.com, and I just may feature it here on the podcast. And until next time, focus on that one main thing that is going to move your business forward so that you are working on becoming your own Portable Entrepreneur.
Thanks for listening to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. For more business tips, tutorials, and resources, visit www.portableentrepreneur.com.